On the phone with Bleacher Report's Matt Miller, previewing the 2017 NFL Scouting Combine. Matt, what's going on, my man?
Not much, dude. It's good to talk to you again, and unfortunately not after a better season for the Niners, because as you know, like, I grew up a Niners fan, so this is I'm like ready for the turnaround. I'm ready for it to happen.
You and me and the rest of us all together in that bandwagon. But with a 2-14 season and those disappointments does come the excitement of the second overall pick, which means the 49ers are going to be busy at this year's combine. They'll meet with 60 prospects and obviously take a close look at everybody projected towards the top of the draft. Matt, I want to give you what's your biggest excitement going into combine week?
Well, I think a lot of it is like you start to get that separation. You know, for me, like this time of year, you know, I might have five corners with the same grade, you know, so it's like this is my tiebreaker. So that's always exciting for me, is like to get a chance to separate guys like Jamal Adams and Malik Hooker, to get to separate Quincy Wilson from Marshawn Lattimore and Corey Davis from Mike Williams, and like to just be able to like see the guys, you know, work out, because a lot of fans don't realize athleticism is a huge part of scouting. You know, when you go visit a school, it's one of the first things I'm looking at is athletic ability and body type. And so this is that chance, you know, you got 330 players going through the convention center in Indy, and you really get to, you know, look at what these guys are like as athletes and kind of see some of the potential that's there.
While we've got you on the phone, I want to get five predictions for this year's combine from you. And speaking of athleticism, let's start with the biggest event, and that's the 40-yard dash. Everyone loves to see who's the fastest man out there, and I want your prediction for who's taking that title this year.
I'm going to go with Kermit Whitfield from Florida State. Not a well-known guy in this draft class at all, but a little wide receiver, and he is blazing fast. He ran track in high school. He ran a 10.21 in the 100-meter dash, so I think he is going to burn up the track when he gets to Indy. So, you know, again, probably not a really highly drafted player, but he is absolutely going to turn some heads there.
Every year there's a player that goes into this fairly unheralded and leaves, and people are saying this guy made himself some money, whether he jumps from late rounds to middle rounds, second or third round to the first round. Who is that guy that people are going to walk away and say, man, that guy made himself some money this year?
You know, I honestly think it'll be a quarterback this year, and I think it'll be Pat Mahomes. I think the work that he is doing from the time he declared for the draft until now, working on getting up to speed on footwork, taking drops from under center, taking snaps from under center, the terminology and lingo that goes into being an NFL quarterback. I know he's getting a lot of work in right now. I believe he's working out with Jordan Palmer out in California. So I think Pat Mahomes, who has the strongest arm in this year's draft class, hands down. So if he can make some of those adjustments, you know, mentally, if he can work on his footwork, those are the types of areas where he can really, really help himself. And in a class where, you know, I've reported and wrote that Mitch Trubisky's starting to separate himself from the pack, I think Pat Mahomes is going to get himself into that first round conversation with a big combine.
Every year, again, you look at some of these players when they're herded through towards the media and their big press conferences, there's always a couple who are, it feels like being surrounded by a sea of 200 reporters. Who's that name this year? Who do you think the media is most excited to speak to?
Well, I think Myles Garrett is definitely a guy, because he is a name that's driving the conversation in this draft class. But Leonard Fournette should be the star of the show. You know, he's been called a generational talent at running back. He's been heralded as a first-round pick since he was in high school. And you have a guy who was really kind of protected by the coaches and the system at LSU. So he's not really been, you know, given a lot of access to the media. This will really be a first time for him. So I think that his is a name that everyone's going to flock to. You know, you've been there where they announce that name over the loudspeaker, and like you said, 200 media members try to line up and talk to a guy. So we might not see like Johnny Manziel or Jameis Winston or Manti Te'o-type crowds for any players this year, but I think Leonard Fournette is going to turn some heads. And you know, honestly, in the past, it's usually been the guys with some questionable off-field that draw the bigger crowds. And so Joe Mixon not being there, I think his name would be a big one where a lot of the media people would want to get an opportunity to ask him some of those difficult questions. So, you know, with the new rules keeping some of these guys out, it's going to put a spotlight on the more, you know, heralded prospects like a Myles Garrett or a Leonard Fournette.
With the number two pick, the 49ers have to be aware of everybody and have a scouting report on everybody in attendance, because there's no clue what the Browns will do at this point. There's no inclination there. And so who do you think specifically, a player or two where they might not know enough about right now and they're really looking to get a closer look with, whether it's on the field in the workouts and also in the meeting rooms?
I would spend so much time with the quarterbacks in this class because it is such an unknown position. You know, you have Trubisky, who was a one-year starter at North Carolina, and until about, you know, three quarters of the way through the season, no one thought he would declare. So you missed out on a lot of evaluation time with him. So I think, you know, getting in those interviews, you mentioned, you know, you get a limited amount of time with these interviews. So bringing in Trubisky, bringing in Deshaun Kizer, Deshaun Watson, Pat Mahomes, Brad Kaya, you know, getting the top quarterbacks all in that meeting room so that you can learn more about who they are as people, you know, start to understand the mental processes. You know, you only get 15 minutes, so you kind of got a speed date with these interviews. But those would be the guys where I would be investing a lot of my time. So the Niners have 11 picks, and they have needs across the board. So I don't think you can leave any stone unturned in this draft class. And it's going to be a long grind for the scouts there. But I think the quarterback position is obviously the one, you know, with Blaine's a free agent, Ponder's a free agent, Cap has the option to opt out of his contract. So gotta really invest some time and resources into figuring out if there is a franchise-level quarterback in this class that John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan can start the rebuild with.
Before we get to your final prediction, looking at the quarterback position, let's assume the 49ers pass at number two on a quarterback. They decide, you know what, no quarterback is worth the investment of that number two pick. What about number 33, or 34 rather, in the second round? Who could still be hanging around and provide great value there?
Well, you know, depending on how the free agency shakes out, a lot could change. But, you know, just based on my rankings, there's a chance Deshaun Watson is still there. I've told people all along, a Teddy Bridgewater-like fall for Deshaun Watson should surprise no one. If he's sitting there at, you know, 30, 31, 32, maybe even into early round two, like you're talking about, Pat Mahomes, who we just mentioned, could absolutely be there at the top of round two. After that, you know, there's a little bit of a drop-off, and you get to guys like Brad Kaya from Miami, Nathan Peterman from Pitt, who had a really strong week at the Senior Bowl. But one area where this draft is lacking, despite being a great class, is that depth at the quarterback position. You know, there are, you know, six, seven guys who are probably going to get top 100 grades from me. So there's not that home run year where you can get a Derek Carr in the second round or Russell Wilson in the third round or Dak Prescott in the fifth round. Like, this is a year where I think we're going to see the quarterback still pretty early.
Before we let you go, I need a bold prediction, as we get every year from you. What's going to surprise some people in Indianapolis?
Oh, man, I think just the speed of the corners in this year. Like, this, I've spent the last few days evaluating this cornerback class, and it is ridiculous. Whether it's like Marshawn Lattimore and Garen Conley from Ohio State, Quincy Wilson and Tease Tabor from Florida, Sidney Jones from Washington, this is a tremendous corner class. And I would say that when it's all said and done, you know, there could be seven, maybe eight of them that go in round one just because of how incredibly talented this class is.
You don't want to knock players from seasons past, but you look at Vernon Hargraves and Eli Apple, two of the top corners taken in the 2016 NFL draft. Are these guys, some of the names you just mentioned, above their level?
Absolutely. The two kids coming out of Ohio State, I had ranked higher than Eli Apple last year. And right now, the two Florida kids, I have Quincy Wilson higher than Vernon Hargraves. And with Tease Tabor, like, he has size, excellent ball skills. I think there are just some skeletons in his closet that need, you know, you got to kind of do some digging on him as a prospect and as a person. But he could absolutely be graded higher than Vernon Hargraves was last year just because of the size and speed that he brings to the table.
Matt, it's fun as always. Appreciate the insight. Can't wait to see you in Indy.
Looking forward to it, man. Have fun.